And now for some artery, cultural coverage that finds a silver lining in the most devastating of circumstances. Tonight is opening night for the Mill Valley Film Festival, the biggest Bay Area film fest of the year. Among the films showing is Sweet Dreams. It's the story of a group of Rwandan women who found community and support after the 1994 Rwandan genocide by coming together as a drum troupe. The film was co-directed, co-edited, and co-produced by Rob Fruchtman and his sister, Berkeley resident Lisa Fruchtman. She worked as an editor on The Godfather 2 and 3 and Apocalypse Now, and she won an Academy Award for editing the feature film The Right Stuff. KALW's Ben Treffney asked Lisa Fruchtman about her documentary about Rwandan women and the one woman who brought them together, Kiki Katesi.
Kiki explains that actually, drumming was taboo for women in Rwanda, but she didn't really know why. She just knew that women weren't allowed to do it. So she went to the National Museum, and she discovered that there wasn't really good reason except tradition. It had been done by men for the king. And she said, well, what about women? And they said, oh, no, it's too heavy for women. And so she said, well, let's see. Let's just see how strong we are. And she brings the women together, and they start drumming. And pretty soon, first there are 10, then there are 20, and pretty soon there are 100. And they drum together for really several years and ultimately become the first and only women's drum troupe in Rwanda.
It's not just about drumming, but it's what then Kiki Katesi did with the women who she was working with.
Right. She brought the women together initially as drummers. And their name in Kinyarwanda, which is the language of Rwanda, is Ingomensha, which means new drum, new era, because she wanted to create a new something for the women individually and for society. Then, a few years later, she got the idea. She met some Americans who had an ice cream shop.
And this is in the late 2000s, about?
In about 2008. She met these American women, young women, who have an ice cream shop in Brooklyn, New York. And she thought, why don't I ask them, why can't we have ice cream in Rwanda? Rwanda is a dairy-producing country. People love milk, but they don't know ice cream.
And it's warm.
But they have trouble with refrigeration, which is one of the problems. But anyway, she asked them, why don't you come to Rwanda and help my drumming group open the first ice cream shop? And against all odds, they agreed. So they came. The women formed a cooperative. And they decided that the name of their ice cream shop would be Nzozi Nziza, which translates as Sweet Dreams.
Nzozi Nziza.
Nzozi Nziza. And on the sign, which says in Kinyarwanda, Nzozi Nziza, it also says in English, Coffee, Ice Cream, Dreams.
What a great combination.
Yeah.
I could live on that.
Yeah.
Let's hear a clip from your movie Sweet Dreams, which includes Kiki Katesi and also Jenny Dundas and Alexis Meeson, who are the two women who ran that shop in Brooklyn and helped start Sweet Dreams in Rwanda.
I thought she was going to ask me about us importing coffee for our shops in Brooklyn or importing tea from Rwanda. That's what I thought the conversation was going to be about. She said, no, no, no. I want to have an ice cream shop in my town.
I think there is an urgent need to have a space free when you can renew yourself.
Especially in Rwanda where people are broken. I think we have many bodies moving, only bodies, and inside it's somehow it's dead. They need again to learn everything that will help to make them smile, even cry. Because when you have these huge things falling on you, you don't care about anything because the most important thing, this is life, I've been killed.
Kiki's hope, and now my hope, is that through the ice cream shop, we create some new memories and we create some new traditions with families and in a very small way start to rebuild this sense of enjoyment of life and all the things that were lost. And that's why we're here, really.
I see Kiki. She's the dream. And you and me, we are the arms and legs of that dream. So she imagines it, and we're the ones that really will make it move.
Those are the voices of Alexis Meeson and Jenny Dundas and Kiki Katesi, and they're speaking about the Sweet Dreams Ice Cream Shop, which was opened in the town of Butare, Rwanda, and that is the subject of the movie Sweet Dreams by Lisa Fruchtman and Rob Fruchtman, who is her brother. What is it about your film that you think people should know that then would maybe draw them to want to see it?
Well, like you said, there are lots of wonderful films at the festival. I hope that our film will draw audiences and has seemed to have drawn audiences so far. We showed it at the UN to an audience of 400. We opened at Silver Ducks Film Festival in Washington, D.C. It's a movie that is quite different than most people's expectations. When they hear a story about Rwanda, they go, oh, I don't know, depressing, I don't know. I think when they come to see the film, they find that it's a very unusual mix of moods, and it has the intimacy of the women's stories, it has the beauty of the drumming, the transformative beauty of the drumming. It has some humor and some suspense around the opening of the ice cream shop. It has a pretty in-depth look at the month of mourning in Rwanda, and it has elements of women's development in the developing world as the women, as we cover the women forming their cooperative. So it has a lot of elements in it. It's not an informationally driven documentary. It's a character-driven documentary. We let the women themselves tell the story.